Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa requests the African Development Bank to scale up its support for projects in Zimbabwe as Harare looks to the ADB for advice on how to use its vast mineral resources to raise money to shore up the economy.
We have also asked ADB to increase the support to our private sector, especially to the manufacturing sector, but in all sectors anyway. But we have asked that they can identify, and we can also help them to identify people who can be supported.
Information Minister Jonathan Moyo meets with editors and chief executive officers from all registered media houses in the country.
It was more of the ministry listening to the media players in Zimbabwe on what their expectations are from our ministry and sharing with us their own aspirations for commercial success and how they think the ministry can help in that regard.
And a carnival atmosphere expected in Izwishabane when the football family descends on the town for the Bank ABC Cup final between FC Platinum and Shabani tomorrow.
The government has requested the African Development Bank to scale up its support for the country. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa today met the bank's regional director, Ibrahim Afau, as Harare looks up to the ADB for advice on how to use its vast mineral resources to raise money and shore up an economy that has slowed since the start of the year. Ivan Chifera has more details from the capital.
Addressing journalists after the meeting, Mr. Chinamasa said the ADB has provided financial support for the rehabilitation of infrastructure in the country and the resuscitation of the local industry. He said Harare would be happier to see the bank increasing its support for projects in Zimbabwe.
The first issue, of course, we discussed was to make an appeal to the African Development Bank to scale up its support or donor support to Zimbabwe through the Zim Fund. The African Development Bank manages the Zim Fund, which on which we all sit and which I co-chair with a member from the cooperating partners.
He said they discussed ways through which Zimbabwe can settle its foreign huge debt with the bank and other multilateral institutions so that it can proceed to borrow money at concessionary rates. Zimbabwe owes the ADB about $800 million and more than $1 billion to other multilateral institutions such as the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. Mr. Chinamasa said Zimbabwe badly needs capital to finance all sectors of the economy.
We have also asked ADB to increase the support to our private sector, especially to the manufacturing sector, but in all sectors anyway. But we've asked that they can identify, and we can also help them to identify people who can be supported so that they've got lines of credit.
He adds Zimbabwe has engaged the ADB to assist in designing ways through which the mineral-rich country can use its natural resources to unlock capital for national development. The country has the second largest platinum reserves in the world after South Africa, one of the biggest diamond deposits and large quantities of coal and gold, but has grappled with a weak economy, blamed by critics on veteran President Robert Mugabe's nationalist policies. Growth in the country is forecast at 3.4% this year, down from a previous projection of 5%, with prospects weighed down partly by the disputed July 31 election and fears over the controversial Black Empowerment Program. Zimbabwe had also asked the ADB to help the country re-engage Western financial institutions such as the Bretton Woods institutions that have suspended support and find ways to clear its $10 billion foreign debt.
If you have to use these reserves for securitization, you need to know the quantity. What do we have in terms of platinum? What do we, and where is the platinum? What do we have in terms of gold, in terms of diamonds, in terms of coal, chrome? When we have quantified what we have, it's easy to go to investors and say, this is what we have. Can we have 5, 10 billion so that we do A, B, C, D? And the ADB has promised basically to look into that and to assist us.
Mr. Chinamasa said Zimbabwe cannot remain poor in the midst of vast resources, hence the need for the country to securitize its national resources. Mr. Fowle said the ADB remains a trusted partner to African countries and supports them despite the many challenges they face.
One, to try to assist in the process of re-engagement with the international community, which is a mandate that SADC gave to us and which we try to fulfill. But also to try and see how we can, as the minister has pointed out, when a country has arrears to the buying, we are not allowed to do investments until those are cleared. But we found ways and try to find ways to mobilize resources to be able to continue to engage.
Zimbabwe has been isolated from the international community for more than 10 years and started re-engaging the international community with the formation of the inclusive government in 2009. It is yet unclear how the re-engagement will continue, but the European Union has since started a process to remove the Zimbabwe Mining Development Corporation from its sanctions list. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.